We have been talking about the power of our testimony in our verses, Revelation 12:11, how they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life even unto death. And we said that the spirit of prophecy comes forth when we give the testimony of Jesus. It tells us in Revelation 19:10 that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The story in 1 Samuel chapter 17, we see King David. He's not king yet. He's shepherd boy at this time, and he's running an errand for Jesse. He's going to the battlefront to take some fig Newtons, you know, a care basket to his brothers, and bring back a report to his dad of what's happening in the battle. When he gets there, he sees Goliath, and Goliath, he is taunting, and he is basically mocking the children of Israel, and they're running and they're hiding. And he is saying, just give me one man to fight me. Forget this army thing. I'll just fight one man. And whoever wins, that's going to be who wins the battle. And everyone is hiding. Really, Saul should have been the one because he had been anointed king. And he was head and shoulder above all others. And he had killed many Philistines. He should have gone out there and fought Goliath. But he had no faith to do it. And David, just a kid, a teenager, he comes up and he says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he would taunt the armies of the living God? Word got back to King Saul, and King Saul probably is happy that somebody is willing finally to fight the giant, because this had been going on for 40 days. And then he sees David and he says, you're but a youth. You cannot fight this seasoned veteran. You can't fight Goliath. You're a kid. And David, he began to prophesy to Saul. What do you mean he began to prophesy? He released the testimony of the Lord. He said, your servant, I was out tending the sheep. A bear came. A lion came. I killed them with my bare hands. And this uncircumcised Philistine is going to be like them. In other words, the testimony of what God did before gave him the faith that he would do it and cause that giant to come down. My friend, if Jesus healed before, he heals today. If he saved you before, he will save you out of that situation today. If he's done it for one, he will do it another. He is not a respecter of people. Release the testimony of Jesus, what he has done. And with your faith, begin to believe that he will touch you today. In fact, I speak to you right now that are suffering sickness in your body. And in the name of Jesus, we declare healing and life and strength. We command pain to go, discomfort and disease to leave now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our healer and we are the healed by the stripes on your back. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We will continue this next week. But today is the last weekday that I can share with you that we have our coaching CD on the power of choice with Amanda Cain and Tim Colosino. This coaching CD, my friend, is so necessary because so many people today are making choices that are leading to destruction. And so many people will say, I don't even know what the will of God is. I would make the right choice if I knew the right choice to make. Well, this coaching CD will be a blessing, and it's yours for your love gift of $15 or more. And we just ask, if you can do more, God bless you. We need to hear from you. Our address is He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536. Or you can give online at he'salive.net. God bless your giving. Have a wonderful weekend. Be in God's house this Sunday. Have a Jesus-filled time in Him. Bye-bye for now.